If you are not a Christian, you may well be asking what Good Friday is all about. Why is it that Christians gather around an ancient, brutal instrument of torture? And why, under heaven, do we call it Good Friday? Even if you are a believer, you might still land up with the question, why did Jesus have to die? Those of us who regularly go to church, of course, will probably have heard a preacher, maybe even at Easter time, quote John 3:16 in answer to that question. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. This, of course, is a wonderful answer. But I wanted to share this morning something maybe more personal with you. See, if I'm honest, I've often found the answer to why Jesus had to die to be much, much closer to home than that. On one hand, when I look back over my life, I can see times when I've heard that verse and either consciously or unknowingly thought, that's great, God loves the world. But I'm so flawed, he couldn't possibly love me. In a world that only seems to understand love as portrayed in the Love Is cartoons, those funny scenes that show a person doing little things to help another, you know, a person doing things for their partner that the partner would rather not do themselves. And when we think about it in that way, this verse might leave us confused, struggling to comprehend God's great love for his creation. When we want to represent love in culture, we use symbolic pictures. Maybe a heart, possibly a rose, perhaps a spectrum of colour. But like the cartoons, these cannot adequately portray true love. You see, true love is more than compassion, it's more than caring, it's more than chromosomes or chemicals. True love is shown by doing for another what they cannot do for themselves. The late great Whitney Houston had a hit with some lyrics that simply say, how will I know if he really loves me? And I guess that's the key question. I might be aware that Jesus had a teaching and healing ministry on earth for 3 years, but I could still have doubts about what that means for me. I could still think that this love was for everyone except me. I could still believe that I am unworthy of a relationship with God. On Good Friday, God, in the person of Jesus, demonstrated his love for us by covering the cost of our redemption. A cost he knew we couldn't cover. And bearing the punishment for our wrongdoing. A punishment he knew we would never be able to bear. That's on one hand. On the other hand, there have also been times in my life when I've heard that verse and either consciously or unknowingly thought, that's great, but I'm good as I am. I don't need to be saved. It's at times like these that I need to remember the wisdom and deep theology wrapped up in ancient lyrics. The ones that came particularly to mind were these. There was no other good enough to pay the price of sin. He only could unlock the gate of heaven and let us in. See, I think the truth is that I don't just need to understand the words of the prophet Isaiah. I need to take them and I need to own them. It was my grief he bore, my sorrow that weighed him down. He was wounded and bruised for my sins. He was beaten so that I might have peace. He was lashed, yet I was healed. I strayed like a dumb animal. It was me who left God's path to follow my own. Yet God laid on him the guilt and sins of my rebellion. In the letter to the churches in Rome, Paul reminds me that when I was as far from God as I could be, he came to earth in the person of Jesus. He lived a faultless life and died a horrific death, not so that I could just know about him, but so that I could have a relationship with him. Those of you who are Welsh speakers will know that there are different words in Welsh used to describe knowing a fact and knowing a person. There are two verbs, gwbod and nabod. In one sense, I think, this is similar to a concept that I know I've spoken about in this place before, that of there being head knowledge and there being heart knowledge. Knowing about Jesus wasn't enough that first Good Friday, and it isn't enough now. To paraphrase Paul's words, I need to know Jesus. And I dare suggest that you do too. That's why we mark Good Friday, why we gather around the cross to celebrate a brutal execution. It's simply because it shows us the lengths God is prepared to go to for you and for me. Think of Jesus' outstretched arms and consider these two extremes. God loves us all, whether we think we are no good or whether we think we're good enough. I guess the question that remains is this, on this Good Friday: do you know Jesus, or do you merely know about him? If there's anyone here who doesn't yet believe, somebody who doesn't know God but is desperate to, please to talk to someone before you leave this place this morning. There are enough of us here who can point you in the right direction. For those of us who are already believers, those who proclaim Jesus as Lord, the challenge, I think, for today is this. Will we always be prepared to say, both today and in the days to come, that he is Lord? Whenever we gather for worship in this place, we acknowledge that we have to make a response to God's great love for us. During this Holy Week, our congregation has had the opportunity to collect in a tag and some different coloured pieces of ribbon, just to commemorate the significant events of this week. Your response this morning may be simply to listen to the music that's going to play. It may be to offer a prayer. And some of you, having been familiar with the Salvation Army, some of you might choose to do that here at the front. But obviously you can do that just as well in your seats, if that's your choice. Your response may be, actually, symbolically coming forward, taking a red ribbon. If you've not been with us for the rest of the week, feel free to take